I never saw a giraffe sing before. Anyway, sings better than me, but I can meditate, so please, we do a little bit of meditation now, so if you'd like to get yourself comfortable in your meditation posture, close your eyes. Turn off all your mobile phones and other devices, but not your pacemaker. Keep that going, please. So your mobile phones, so it doesn't disturb anybody. If they had mobile phones in the time of the Buddha, hardly anyone would get enlightened. They're just about to see the truth of the nature of things, and ding, ding, and they have to answer some email from somebody. So please, this is mobile phone free time. And with it, it gives us the idea we're taking hold of half an hour for ourselves. We don't need to do any other business. We demand this time for peace. Because in our day, which has many other duties and responsibilities to perform, we do have to be quite firm with ourselves and say, half an hour for peace. So having decided what you're going to do in the next half an hour to calm the mind down to being source and peace and comfort, closing the eyes, we now look at our body. Because if your body is painful, if it is irritating, it's going to be very difficult to get into any peaceful states of mind. So first of all, we are mindful of our body. By which I mean you know the sensations and feeling in your body. You know how you feel. And number two, be kind. If you need to adjust your body, please do so. If you need to move your legs to adjust them, do so. If you need to fidget your bottom, do it now. Just to get your butt into the most comfortable position. And your back. Sometimes people say keep straight back, sometimes lean back. It really depends on you. What you feel is the most appropriate for this evening's meditation. And your position changes. Day by day, even hour by hour, you can adjust your posture. Your body knows what is the best for it, so be aware of your bodily feelings. And adjust your back, loosen your shoulders. You can put your hands wherever they're comfortable. There is no magic posture. Make sure the head is well balanced, but not too stiff. So you're trying to get your posture as comfortable as possible. And once you've adjusted everything, just see if you can be mindful of what you might call the comfort indicator. Like on the dashboard of a car, there's many dials which tell you how much petrol you have, how fast you're going. Same in your mind. See if you can notice the comfort dial. How comfortable is your body? How relaxed is it? Or is it still tense? That's putting mindfulness on an important part of this meditation. How relaxed is your body? And if you find any tense part of your body, maybe your shoulders, or maybe a pain in your gut, an irritation in your throat or your nose, because there's many colds and coughs going around now, put your attention in the place which is irritated. And once you have awareness there, you notice the feeling of irritation, of tension, of even pain. You notice that feeling changes. And see if you can find out, if you can discover What makes that feeling get less painful, less irritating? What relaxes it? And what makes it worse? You'll find the answer is the attitude of mind. Fear, control, ill will makes it much worse. Trying to get rid of it makes it worse. Letting it be. Being kind, being gentle. That allows the irritation or the tension to be released. And mindfully, you can just watch as the irritation gets less and less and less. Watching your body relax deeper and deeper. And don't let the mind go off into thinking. You must stay with your body a little bit longer. And I usually relax my body until it becomes delightfully relaxed. Until there's not a tight, tense part anywhere in my body. It's all loose and free. Once the body is really relaxed, then you can let it go. And start relaxing the mind. Having to think about the past is like a great tension on the mind, pulling it back, not allowing it to be free. Worrying about the future is another irritation, just like the irritations and tensions in your body. Now's the time to let them go. No past, no future. Just be in this moment where you deserve to be. If you want to solve the problems of the past, stay in the present moment, because you learn from the present much more than you ever learn from the past. In the present you learn how to let go. And if you are concerned about your future, as I always say, right now is where your future is being made. The present is the only time you have to do anything about your future. So learn to stay in the present, and the future takes care of itself. Especially now, in meditation, just let all your future fears, anxieties, hopes and plans, leave that till you're finished, and the past is gone. Have a rest from it. And know how you feel right now. How peaceful is your mind? And how tense is it? If you're mindful of the peace / tension dial in your mind, see if you can notice what makes your mind more peaceful. What makes it more tense? The same thing which relaxed your body. The attitude of letting go. Being kind. Being gentle. That relaxes your mind. So you feel more and more peaceful in this present moment. More comfortable. So you don't need to think. You just are peaceful, free. and to help you stay in the present moment, to give you something to focus on, you may start becoming aware of your breathing. Just noticing the breath as it comes in, being mindful of the breath as it goes out. Doesn't matter where you're aware of the breath, don't focus on the nose or the belly or the mouth. Focus on the breath. And breathe naturally. As long as the breath wants to go in, as long or short it wants to go out. And see what you need to do to make the breath nice and peaceful and delightful. Just giving your mind something very simple to do, like sitting on a beach and watching the waves come in and the waves go out. You're watching your breath, the waves of oxygen come into your body. A wave of carbon dioxide going out. And the oxygen coming from all that's green in the world. The carbon dioxide, your gift to all the bushes and trees and flowers and grass. Because that's what they need. The breath which connects you with nature. Breathing in the gift of the trees and the flowers and bushes. Breathing out your gift back to nature. Don't worry about time. Just the present moment is all the time you ever have. The future and the past are fantasies. They're not real. Not like the present moment is real. Feel the truth of now. and be mindful of how peaceful you're becoming. And you'll find if you start thinking or worrying about past and future, you lose the peace. If you stay with your breathing, gently, but firmly, just breathing in and breathing out, you find your peace increases. You're keeping it simple. And simplicity is one of the great causes of peace. So it is getting close to the end of the meditation now. It's a time for you to focus on how you feel in body and mind. How relaxed, how free, how peaceful you feel. And to inquire why. What caused the mind to become quiet? What made the body relaxed? Through such reflection, you learn by trial and error how to meditate. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please wait for the 3rd sound from the gong to disappear before coming out from your meditation. Very good. So, if people get nice and comfortable, in a few moments, I'll give the talk. There's not so many people outside tonight, I wonder why. It's freezing cold. And for those of you who are cold,